From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He had a telephone conversation with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Wednesday and spoke about it with reporters after a cabinet meeting.
We'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
At a news conference in Seoul earlier Wednesday, President Moon credited President Trump with helping to facilitate the inter-Korean talks by increasing pressure through sanctions on the North Korean leadership. But the South Korean president said his approach, which entails reducing tensions through dialogue and engagement, differs from Trump's emphasis on pressuring the Kim Jong-un government with sanctions and the threat of military force. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond American elections, and they accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. Ben Cardin is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and the report urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with presidential leadership. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The Zombie